Staunton on announcing duties.
Squeezed in the corner of the studio is the man who's written some of the most superb storytelling songs of our time. Happy Ending is his new album, and he's back on the road as well. It's Mr. Glenn Tilbrook.
Good morning, Glennifer.
Well, it's very nice to be here. Thank you for having us. Are we playing straight away or are we chatting?
First of all, introduce your group, your
okay,
friends.
On bass guitar, he's going to be on harmonium, and he's also going to be on ukulele. That's Chris McNally.
Morning, Chris.
And on percussion, Simon Hansen.
Morning, Simon.
Morning.
Okay, now this is a minimal percussion to start off with, isn't it? Is it just two-fingered?
Two fingers, very light to carry.
Okay.
Got the tube.
And I saw earlier on that during the rehearsal for this particular song, you were checking your watch, and then you just went to the one finger for a while.
Yeah.
All right, Glenn, what are you playing for us first?
We're going to play Technio Mules first.
Okay, perfect. Here we go.
The desert to greet you with a smile. My camel looks so tight, it's hardly worth my while to tell you of my travels across the Golden East. I see your preparations, invite me first to feast. Take me and yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your head. With natives and the hills recorded in on paper, my chills and thrills and spills. Take me and yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your kiss. Romantic gesture, strange. My ego flies tomorrow. It's a game I treasure there to seek the helpless future. My love at last, I'm here. Take me and yours, because dreams are made of this. Forever there'll be a heaven in your head.
Rodriguez, Thryn Jenkins has been here too. She'll be back playing again later for us live before we got the air at 9:30. Glenn Tilbrook kicking us off with these guys. Very good. Well, there's only more to come. But Glenn, who's next on the show?
Well, joining us now is the young man who shot to superstar status in front of our very eyes growing up on screen as Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter movies. Now he's bringing his voice to the character of Joan in the brand new animation of Postman Pat the movie. Please welcome the boy wonder of the big screen, Rupert Grint.
Rupert Grint! Hey. Rupert.
Persephone is not afraid of life's indecent haste. Time to spare and time to embrace. Gentle, not right in your face. She travels light and easily. She lives a life outside of the mainstream, and she's got everything she needs. In her VW bus, Persephone. She doesn't know how to be mean. She's scared of guns incessantly. She wears her heart right on her sleeve. Tonight is gonna be a big one for Persephone. Persephone. Slope that is slippery, not a brilliant effort. Poor Persephone's inert. Deep poor Persephone. She had lost her phone, her car keys, and a short-term memory. Logic's all Greek to me. Persephone. She spent all night shaking and pale. She had no wind left in her sails. Although she tried, she could hardly speak. Don't I know you from somewhere? Said Persephone.
Brilliant! Fantastic! Glenn Tilbrook and his boys. How awesome is Glenn Tilbrook? Please, more, more, more. Chris, just wanted to say to Glenn Tilbrook, he sounds absolutely on form and as good as ever. So, Steve, do you feel on form, Glenn?
I feel really great, yeah, for the time of morning. You know, it's always hard to sing at this time, but... yeah, I'm feeling good.
What's the most difficult for you this time of the morning? The voice or the fingers?
Oh, the fingers are fine. It's always the voice.
Really?
It takes a while to wake up. You must get up really early. What time do you get up?
Today I got up particularly because I was really excited about you lot coming in. On Fridays, I do get a bit like that, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, no, I was...
and then I don't know what to do.
I was doing a lot of pacing about earlier on.
I took the dog for a walk at 4:45 this morning. Then I sat in the car for a while and let it warm up properly,
wow.
You know, as it was.
Right.
So your new album, Happy Ending, it's, yeah. You know, you're back. You got the boys with you, and you're going all over the world with this.
I'm going all over the world. I'm touring over here in May and June. Chris and I are doing some dates in December, the At Odds couple, which I think me and Chris Difford. Yeah, we're back together after many years. I think it's about 20 years since we actually did a tour, just the two of us. And we're sort of highlighting the differences between us. I think we're going to have two halves of the stage. His stage will be minimalist chic, and my stuff will be the sort of stuff you get out of a skip, because I can never drive by a skip without looking in it. So there's that sort of... different sides to our personality that we'll be bringing to the stage. I'm going to Australia, Thailand, and America up until the end of December.
Well,
so
good
I'm
for you.
Bouncing about.
And this is a new thing, I think, in the last 5 or 10 years with bands. It's about longevity, and, you know, it's achievable now. And in the past, lots of bands, you know, the vast majority of bands and acts and artists that work together all solo, they have crashed and burned. But now there's this new thing where people are learning how to you know, genuinely carry on and not just churn out the old hits.
You know, it's a really interesting time. I've been independent now for as long as I had a major label contract, and the really great thing for me is that I've enjoyed the last 18 years more than I enjoyed the first 18 years. The first 18 years were brilliant, so it's just got better for me.
The first 18 months particularly are off the charts, aren't they?
Well, you know, when you first get a limo pulled up to your door and I was in a bed sit, it was just an amazing moment. The fact that we pay for it later, that's neither here nor there.
You didn't know at the time and you didn't care.
It was great. I was swatting off in a limo. Wow, how great was that?
What about you, Hesty? Because you, as a kid, what did you want to be? Did you want to be a superstar? Did you want to be a wealthy entrepreneur? Or did you just want to be a chef?
Thank you!
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4.
They do it down on campus, they do it up on Kiki. Lazing about the beach all day at night, the cricket's creepy. Spinning faces of the sky. Surfers drop their balls and dry, and everybody wants a hat. But behind the chalet, my holiday's complete, and I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from a shell, pulling muscles from a shell. Drinking through the sea so cold, topless ladies looking away. A human in a sudden shower, shadows from the rain. You wish you had a motorboat to pose around the harbor bar. And when the sun goes out to bed, you hook. To Michelle, pulling muscles to Michelle. Two fat ladies window shop, something for the mantelpiece. If a bingo all the nights, a panda for sweet little niece. Who's trying to stand about? Looking at a local map about the boy who's gone away. But behind the chalet, my holiday's complete, and I feel like William Tell made Marion on her tiptoe feet. Pulling muscles from a shell, pulling muscles from a shell.
Glenn Tilbrook there. Now, Hester, we've been told you've got to go out.
Just waving you out of the building.
All right, so Glenn, what's next? Come on.
Okay, we're going to play Until You Come Back to Me. It's a Stevie Wonder song.
Perfect.
I'll rap on your door, tap on your window pane. I want to tell you, baby, about the changes I've been going through. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. Why did you have to decide? You had to set me free. I'm gonna swallow my pride and beg you to see me. I'm gonna walk by myself just to prove that my love till you come back to me. That's what I'm gonna do. Living with you, my dear, is like living in a world of constant fear. I've got to make you see that our love is dying. Although you're fond, you ignore, somehow I must explain. I'm gonna rap on your door, tap on your window pane. I'm gonna camp on your step until I get through to you. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. Until you come back to me, that's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do.
Silver there performing for us, and Glenn's the album Happy Ending is released on the 28th of April, and he also starts a worldwide tour and a wild tour with us this morning also.